This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about buying habits overall. Americans are going into debt, about half of them, to do their Christmas spending. And as we talked just generally about Christmas spending and gift buying as sort of this obligatory behavior that really is not a good plan, especially if you don't have the money to do it. You know, it's one thing if you're flush with cash because you work for a government contractor or something like that, and then you can just afford to buy people things. But if you get into debt simply because you feel like you have to buy a gift for everybody at your, you know, immediate and secondary family members.
I suspect it's mostly for their kids, though. Wouldn't you think? I mean,
I don't know. That's a good question.
The hype is real among kids. I mean, they look forward to Christmas. I know I did when I was a kid.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's what's so messed up about the whole Santa Claus myth about Santa Claus bringing presents. It's because parents are obligated to buy their kids presents because otherwise, why does Santa forget about us? And that's sad.
Well, parents shouldn't lie to their kids, number one. I mean, that's the biggest problem with Santa Claus. Is it creates a relationship of dishonesty between parents and kids, and it's hard to undo that kind of damage once it's done.
It is, and it's weird that society just accepts it as normal that, oh, yeah, we're just going to lie to our kids for the first 10 years of our lives, or of their lives, and they'll figure it out eventually. Like, that doesn't sound like very good parenting to me.
Yes, I wouldn't do it that way, but then again, you know, I have no plan to have children.
If I was going to have a kid, though, I'd want my kid to be the one on the playground going, you idiots believe in Santa? What is wrong with you? You believe this magical fat guy travels the entire world, and you don't even have a chimney,
right.
John. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
You live in Florida, or whatever. So you can bring up what you want. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So the story that started this whole conversation, we've just kind of been able to touch on it here, from CNBC, about 45% of shoppers are planning to use what's called Buy Now, Pay Later, and a CEO of a company called Cardify polled more than 2,000 American adults to find out what their intentions were with their intention to spend almost $1,000 on gifts, which is actually down from 2019. It was $1,047 in 2019, and today, just under a grand, about half of them planning on putting it on Buy Now, Pay Later. He says it's because Americans are even more compulsive buyers than ever. Somehow he says that people being locked up has made them want more instant gratification. And maybe that comes back to what you were saying just a moment ago, Bonnie, where at some point in your life you've felt this, maybe more than one point, where, like, you have the ability to save, and you were living frugally and saving, but sometimes you're like, well, my life sucks. I'm working at a job I don't like. And I'm saving to do what? Do more work at the job I don't like? So
yeah.
Then you'd go out and you'd sort of splurge spend on drinking a bunch or maybe buying things on credit or something, right?
Yeah.
I think it's, and you use the term nihilism, but we're not really sure if that really is what the word we're looking for here to...
I think most people would call it nihilism, but it wouldn't fall in line with my interpretation of nihilism.
And what is your interpretation of that?
That value is subjective, and... That's meaningless. If nothing has an objective value, which is what nihilism basically mm-hmm. suggests, then nothing matters. Just do whatever you want. Burn the house down. Kill yourself. You know, spend yourself into debt, whatever, right? Because nothing matters.
Right.
But the actual nihilist position is that it doesn't matter that nothing matters. My happiness matters to me, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter to me that my happiness is objectively irrelevant to the universe at large. It still matters to me.
Right, because it's your
That's
experience.
A lot nicer than I thought of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely a good way to look at it. And but coming back to the idea that everything is subjective, then what Bonnie sounds like she was experiencing was a range of subjectivity, going from feeling like saving is a valuable thing to do to feeling like, F this, what's the point? And then sort of cycling between those things, like knowing the right, the quote-unquote right thing to do, but not seeing a future in what you were doing at the same time. And that seems like a really frustrating place to be.
Well, the future is bleak. I mean, it is.
You think so? I mean, is that why you do what you do? I mean, being here in New Hampshire and working towards, you know, more freedom, are you really
negative? Future is bleak for most people, right?
Okay.
But for the liberty-minded optimist, no, the future's wonderful, right?
So you're an optimist.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Okay.
But I certainly see, I see a possibility of good things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that, whether that makes me an optimist or not, I see the possibility being there of, you know, liberty being successful somewhere and people actually being free to live their lives. For most people, that's not their goal. That's not their dream. They dream of having 2.5 kids, a house, a white picket fence, a 3-car garage or whatever. And they know on an instinctual level that those things are forever beyond their reach. And it makes them feel hopeless and it makes them despair. Which feeds into these vicious cycles of, well, it doesn't matter. I'm never going to actually attain all these goals anyway, so why not? Why not buy that extra 12-pack of beer or whatever?
Instead of buying Bitcoin.
Yeah. That $4 I'm spending on that beer, it's not going to matter. Sure, they could put that $4 in savings into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And, you know, sure, it's only $4, but...
You could buy a lot of beer now if you spend it on Bitcoin.
You absolutely could. But I mean, most people don't live in the world
that
way.
No, they don't.
Another thing related to all this you guys are saying that was happening to me at the beginning of 2020 was I had, like, a list of, like, things I wanted to do, like goals, because I felt like everything was just so up in the air and unorganized in my life. And I would always learn about Bitcoin on there because I had started listening to you guys' show, learned how to buy some Bitcoin, and I just never did because it goes back to what I was telling you whenever I came back from San Antonio. Like, I feel like cities are just like a trap, a web of distractions. Like, it's like so many things I could distract myself with. I feel like my brain is just clearer here in New Hampshire. Like, when I got back, I was just like, I can breathe. It's like my brain is clearer. I wasn't just, like, I had so many, like, it sounds, like, stupid, but I felt like I had so many friends and, like, opportunities to be doing anything else other than sitting in my house bettering myself.
Could that have been because you were only there for a limited time frame, though?
Oh,
like, no, she means just living in the city.
When I live there,
like,
yeah.
That, I think you've expressed, I think it's on the air, you've expressed this before. The idea is, like, in the city, there's constant stimulation, right? Like, it's like, you can go out. There's all these things that you can do, and, you know, you can be over here shopping, or you can be over here at a show, or a concert, or going out to the bar with your friends, and, you know, it's not to say that you can't go out in a smaller place, but the reality is there aren't as many things that you can
right.
do, right? Like,
well,
you,
here,
can
you can go to the bar. There is technically a bowling alley.
Or you could go,
and then there's the bar.
You could go for a walk in the park, right? You
yeah.
take your dog. There are things you can do, but you have to put a little more effort into it. It's not like slapping you in the face with all these opportunities
like,
for things to do.
I felt like I could never read because I just had no space in my brain whenever I lived there. And ever since I've moved here, I read all the time, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people are in that situation. It would be interesting to look, Bonnie, and look and see, do city dwellers do more of this sort of credit spending than people in rural areas? I wonder about that. I've never even thought about that before.
I was also working, like, a lot. Like, I worked so much. I worked every single day. Like, I couldn't take a day off.
But you still couldn't get ahead.
Yeah, I just couldn't get ahead. I had to work every single day.
Well, it's expensive living in cities.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt of that.
Let's talk more about buy now, pay later. The CEO of Cardify says customers are more compulsive than ever. It allows shoppers to break their purchases in equal installment payments, often interest-free, which can make even the biggest ticket items seem affordable and the smallest purchases seem almost negligible.
That doesn't sound like it's because of the pandemic, though. It sounds like it's because of things like buy now, pay later that they're more impulsive.
Could be.
It's like, oh, here's this app that allows
you.
It's
a new product.
Yeah, people are more impulsive now, and it's so weird because we just gave them this app that allows them to be more impulsive, but we're going to blame COVID for this.
They're playing to that nature of
Yeah, their business model is designed to do this to people, is to allow people to be more impulsive and then to act surprised that people are more impulsive than ever.
It's similar to old-school layaway plans, except consumers get the product up front and pay for it in incremental amounts. And, you know, it's interesting they bring up layaway. Bonnie, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what it is, right? I worked at Kmart when I was a teenager, so I worked mostly in the electronics department, but the department next to me was the home center layaway department, so I was trained to run layaway, and let's talk about that coming up here in a moment. It's been a while since I've flashed back to the layaway experience. More coming up here. You could share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We've been talking about gift giving and buying habits, bad financial habits, like getting into debt, spending past what you earn, those sorts of things. Of course, Americans love to do that, with now nearly half of Americans going into debt just to do obligatory holiday spending. And you know, we haven't all agreed on everything in here tonight, but we do all agree that obligatory gift buying is the worst kind. Earlier, Aria, you and I were talking about the idea of just kind of like, oh, okay, well, I'll get you a gift card. Will you get me a gift card? I'll give you $50. Will you give me $50? It's just this stupid, like, spinning money around kind of thing that doesn't make any sense when you do that stuff.
Well, it makes Walmart wealthier.
But if you buy somebody some Bitcoin, now that's a pretty good way. Like, you know, you want to talk about a financial gift that makes sense, because gift cards don't make any sense, because if you, unless you get them a gift card to somewhere that you know they shop all the time, it's like, oh, well, here's the, you know, AutoZone gift card. I don't have an AutoZone in my town, or I never go there. Like, it's just going to sit in their wallet. It's going to expire. It's going to get hit with the fees, and then, you know.
Don't be that person who gives out AutoZone gift cards for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So gift cards usually don't make much sense, and as you said, that just benefits the business. The businesses love to sell gift cards because they know a bunch of people are never going to use them. That's why gift cards are so are profitable. That's why they do them. I don't know what the percentage is are, like, as far as what percentage of gift cards never get used, but it's something.
Or at least never get used fully, like you have $2 left on it and you just kind
of
start
away. Some of them never get touched at all by the people who receive them. They just forget about it. It sits in their wallet, and then before you know it, some of these gift cards have automated fees. Like, oh yeah, there's no fee for the first year. But then after the first year, if you haven't used the gift card, well then it's a $5 a month fee. And before you know it, there's no balance left.
Right? At first I was surprised, but now that you've, you know, mentioned that, I have had at least one gift card that I just had and forgot about and never used.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So gift cards, bad plan. Cash, pointless. Why bother with that? But buying Bitcoin kind of makes sense, especially if you're buying it for people that don't have it, right? Like, that's a unique gift. They've never been given something like this before, and, you know, maybe that'll incentivize them to learn a thing or two about it. If you're ready to learn about Bitcoin, get over to Bitcoin.com. And we should point out, they'll also sell you Bitcoin over at, and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. Not just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Bonnie was checking out the other day, and they have a bunch of different cryptos that they sell on Bitcoin.com
really?
Now. Yeah.
Good for them.
So check that out.
That's exchange.bitcoin.com.
No,
right?
No, oh. Not their exchange. Just straight there on the front page. It's right there on the front page of the website. Yeah, so check it out at Bitcoin.
Well, I haven't been there in a few months.
Yeah, I don't know how you have to pay. I don't know all the details about it, but there's something there on the front page. So check that out and click Get Started at the top of the page to learn about cryptocurrency and get started on the process, because this is technology that is super important to the world of finance, and you really ought to spend some time this holiday season to learn about it. Bitcoin.com. So we've been talking about bad financial habits and how many Americans have them. According to the story here at CNBC, they were describing what buy now, pay later is, where you can break up payments into installments. But I had mentioned layaway before we went to the break there. Just for whatever reason, it came back up into my mind. Like, this was a thing. Oh, the article mentioned it. Sort of, they described buy now, pay later as similar to layaway, except the customer gets the product. So layaway, for those of you who are, you know, teenagers who don't know what layaway is or whatever.
My aunt loved that stuff, dude. The term layaway and how she pronounced it is just permanently burned into my memory.
How'd she pronounce it?
I wouldn't be able to mimic it.
Oh, okay.
I can't mimic the way my southern relatives talk either, but I can say they usually shorten the amount of syllables somehow.
Yeah, it was a two-syllable word layaway. The way she said it.
Layaway?
Yeah, very similar to
Take
that.
Take the A out, basically.
But with a little more southern twang to it.
Uh-huh.
But they also add syllables, too. Like, my grandma says boy, like, but not at all like the way I said it.
So
Southern accent's a weird one, man.
So what is it? Well, it's a. It used to be an entire section. So when I worked at Kmart in the 1990s, it was an entire section of the store that's behind like a wall, and there's, you know, a gate or whatever. There's a locked door. Customers aren't allowed inside the layaway department. There was just a counter, and then, you know, you would come up to the counter as a customer, and it's like Christmas season, and it's, you know, just after Halloween or something like that, and you want to get the gifts for the kids for Christmas season, so you put them on layaway because you don't have good financial sense, and you can't save money, and so you put it on layaway.
It's almost like they didn't have an entire year to plan for the fact that Christmas was coming, right? It just came.
Right.
No one was expecting it. It just came out of the blue. Suddenly, oh no, I have a bunch of gifts to buy.
Yeah, who would have thought they could put away $20 a month or whatever and then have some money to buy Christmas gifts with?
$20 a month, that's a pretty good Christmas for most kids.
That would require them to actually, like, not buy alcohol and cigarettes for a few weeks here and there, and or whatever it is, pizza or, you know, going out to dinner five times a week or whatever the bad habits are, going to Starbucks every day. It would require them to have a little bit of financial, you know, intelligence and do that. But nope, they show up to the layaway department, and then they put all the things that they want, and then you put it in like a plastic bag, and you'd associate it in a computer, like an old, back in the day it was like a monochrome monitor, because the system had been in place for however many years.
Were there additional fees?
There was a fee.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember how much it was. It wasn't crazy or whatever, but there was a fee, and I think you also, like, of course, if you didn't pay it off, well, they keep the fee, and then they just put the products back out on the shelves after a certain amount of time, right? Like,
and they kept the first payment that you made as well, right?
Yeah, so if you reneged on the layaway payments, then you lose it. You lose the payment. I don't know if you got some money back. Like, I don't remember all the details. It's been, you know, 25 years or whatever since I was in the department. But interestingly, I remembered as we were talking about this during the break, like, Walmart had gotten rid of layaway a few years ago, and then due to popular demand, brought it back. But then they only brought it back for jewelry, apparently, so they've been whittling it away.
Who needs layaway for jewelry from Walmart?
The same people that need layaway.
Isn't a Walmart necklace like $3?
They have like jewelry with real like diamonds and stuff in there. But my thought was always, if you're gonna go and buy a nice ring or whatever for somebody, why would you want it from Walmart? It's just the name Walmart would bother me.
Do you like my engagement ring from Walmart? It just doesn't sit right.
Well,
it may have been $1,500, sure, but it came from Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could be really expensive, but you'd still know it's from Walmart.
See, I didn't know they had
them that.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know they actually had, like, nice jewelry, because I hear, you know, Walmart, and I think,
well, they've got a case. Like, I mean, I've walked by the section. I've never actually looked at it, but
I don't know, I've never looked in it.
Well, I knew they had jewelry, of some description. I just assumed it was all, like, you know, $20
Cracker Jack ring.
Yeah, right? Because it's Walmart. That's what I expect from Walmart.
So apparently the retailer has been working to scrap layaway. So, you know, when they got rid of it and brought it back, they started working to get rid of it again. And according to BusinessInsider.com, in a story just published 2 months ago, it's gone. Layaway has been put to death. It is over. Layaway is gone. And it's been replaced with buy now, pay later at Walmart. They teamed up with a company called Affirm, which partnered with Walmart in 2019 with the intention of eventually replacing their layaway programs. So, yeah, this buy now, pay later thing, you know it's hitting the big time if Walmart's offering it, right? Like, it's everywhere. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to hear from each of you about what you're seeing this holiday season. How well prepared are you to have products you need on your shelves? And know how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern, but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News. A high-profile trial is kicking off in New York City.
On July 2, 2020, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and longtime associate, was arrested on multiple criminal charges related to his trafficking and sexual abuse of young women and girls. She was denied bail and remained behind bars in Brooklyn, New York, with her jury trial set to begin today in New York City.
Oh my gosh, I was 14 years old. Like, what the hell, you know, when you're that young?
Epstein accuser Jennifer Arose on NBC News. Epstein pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor back in 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of the social media giant. The move confirmed by Twitter and it's effective immediately. Dorsey saying he will stay on the board of directors for now. Twitter moving the chief technology officer into that role as CEO. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Take advantage of people's bad habits. There's plenty of them out there. We were just off the air talking about payday loans and the just insane levels of interest that people get charged. But of course, the people who operate those loan businesses will tell you the reason why they have to charge levels of interest like that is because a lot of their customers, they aren't responsible people and they run on the loan, right? Like they get the loan and then they never come back. That kind of thing. So they have to sort of make up the losses from their customers who do come back and make payments. It's an ugly, ugly world out there for the people that are unbanked and trying to do some level of financial services. It sucks.
It does. And, you know, these predatory institutions, they don't make it any better. I certainly understand why there could be a need for something like this, mm-hmm. right? Like a poor person who's trying to be responsible. Oh, no, they have to get hospitalized for 3 months or whatever, so they need a loan, right?
Yep.
Things like that can happen in an event like that. Some sort of title loan you had mentioned off the air would presumably be helpful. But it's got to be a better way.
Well, I mean, I think Bonnie touched on it earlier. Like, the better way is to actually have a decent economy where people aren't living paycheck to paycheck, or at least, you know, they don't have to, right? Because Bonnie was able to live frugally, and it was tough, right? Like, yeah. even being a frugal person, it was very, very difficult to live paycheck to paycheck. And that's true for a lot of people out there. A lot of people, they don't have the financial experience to do that, and it's even harder for them. But if we actually had money that wasn't devaluing constantly, that would help. Right? Like, if people actually had the incentive to save, because that's one other thing, right? Like, if the money becomes worth less over time, now most people don't really understand inflation, but
I think they feel it on some level, right? They may not know that the declining value of the dollar encourages them to spend it rather than save it, but at the same time, we do have this society of people who aren't just spending dollars as fast as they can get them, they're spending dollars they don't even have.
Right. Mm. Right.
So they don't want the dollar. Maybe that's what's going on here, is that just on this instinctual level, people realize they don't want the dollar.
Got to get rid of this.
They want the stuff the dollar can buy, and they want it now because the dollar is going to be worth less in 6 months.
Yeah, I do wonder about that myself. If you want to weigh in here again, 603-283-6160. I do want to tell you about the BitBox. If you know somebody who's interested in cryptocurrency, they really like Bitcoin or Ethereum, for instance, you definitely want to turn them on to the BitBox.
This would be a good Christmas gift.
It would be for those folks who again, value their privacy, value cryptocurrency, value open source, because the BitBox separates itself from a lot of the other hardware wallets out there by being 100% open source. And not only can you order your own over at box.freetalklive.com, get 5% off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, but also we're going to be doing a giveaway tonight, and we've got, I think, what, one or two more of these things?
We have two more to give away.
Yeah, so we got a couple more that we're going to give away. We haven't figured out how we're going to do part two yet, but we're going to do the first one tonight. We've gotten some entries, some, you know, not quite two dozen entries, so it's going to be good odds for whoever it is that wins.
It is good odds.
Yeah, somebody's going to win, and it's going to be chosen tonight at 10:30, just after 10:30 Eastern time. We're going to do an episode of Free Your Talk Live. That is our after show. It is internet only, which means we don't have to adhere to the FCC's regulations as far as what we can say. So if you want to watch that, you can tune us in over on our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's tonight after 10:30 Eastern time for Free Your Talk Live. So we were talking about these.
And I will. Yeah. I have the usernames of the people, so whoever wins, great, you'll be contacted at social.freetalklive.com. So hopefully you didn't just sign up and then, you know, log out and forget your credentials, because that's not going to get it to you. I have no other way of identifying any of these interests.
You're going to send them a direct message through social.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, you don't
have some of them I actually can identify outside of the social.freetalklive.com, like, yo, Eric Haley, or...
Just to be clear, you don't have to be watching live to win. We're just going to pick the winner, and then we'll try to get in touch with you. So we've been
talking... It would be cool if they were watching live, though.
That would be awesome. I mean, the phones will be open. We'll be doing Free Talk Live, so, you know, feel free to call in. But we've been talking about these services out there, and we got into layaway as this sort of thing of the past, basically. Now, I don't know if it exists anywhere.
It evolved.
Well,
it evolved into this.
It changed.
Buy now, pay later thing.
I don't know if that's an evolution as far as from the customer's perspective. It's actually, as we just learned here, Walmart, and I'm actually surprised that they did this, because, like, Walmart generally seems like, if you look at the financial services Walmart offers, they generally try to be doing, like, a good thing for people who are of low income brackets. Like, if you've ever gone into a Walmart and looked at the customer service desk where they offer money orders and Walmart to Walmart transfers or whatever, sometimes it's like free.
Yeah, it's super cheap.
Yeah,
I'd have to disagree, because I worked for Walmart.
Really?
Well, they give you, that whenever you apply, they're all like, you can get a bonus to work at Walmart.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant for like a credit card. Okay.
Oh. You can get a bonus and it's based on how good your performance is. And yeah. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm a good worker, whatever. I'll get the bonus. Then they tell you it's based on how much shrink your department has. You're only there a few weeks or days a week, and people steal from Walmart constantly, and it's not your fault, and you never get the bonus, ever.
I don't think that not giving people bonuses for people stealing in their department is necessarily not kind to poor shoppers.
Never had one opportunity to stop a stealing.
Well, there probably is no bonus. I mean, that's probably something they just say, and they set the standard so high because they knew that no one would ever, you know, actually meet it.
Wait, I'm not talking about the shoppers. I'm talking about the employees.
The last paragraph of this story.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we're poor people.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't consider that.
Well, okay, here's news for you, Bonnie. According to the very same story that I was reading about Walmart getting rid of layaway, Walmart has recently undergone several company-wide changes, including raising its minimum wage, getting rid of its employee bonus program for hourly workers. So that's gone at this point.
And opening, I can't imagine they were giving away too many bonuses anyway.
No, probably not. And opening ghost kitchens, apparently, inside select stores.
What does that mean?
Strange. I wouldn't have expected Walmart to be doing it, but a ghost kitchen is like a kitchen that you can rent out, basically. So, like, let's say, for instance, the local restaurant here that serves delicious pho noodles called Pho Keen Great, right here in downtown Keene, that takes cryptocurrency and gold backs, apparently.
I'm not surprised to hear it.
They close at, like, 9 o'clock at night or something like that. Well, let's say somebody wants to run a overnight delivery service, and the owner of the restaurant wants to rent the kitchen out to a company doing that. I think that's kind of what a ghost kitchen is, basically. As I understand it, Applebee's is doing this, although it's with a subsidiary of their own company, so I don't know if it's truly a ghost kitchen where they're selling like wings out of Applebee's or something like that, and it's a quote-unquote different company, but they're using Applebee's kitchen.
Oh, like how there's a wing place, I can't remember what it's called, inside some Pizza Huts. It's like
know.
A different it restaurant called like Wingstop or something.
Maybe. That may be exactly what I'm talking about, but it's like a newer thing within the last few years. Ghost kitchens. It's basically a kitchen renting out its time, essentially.
Which makes sense. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to be open 24/7 and you know that the people will clean up behind themselves or whatever or not steal your product, makes sense. It's unused space. Let someone use it.
So, but you know, I want to go further on this story to talk about what Walmart's done here, because like I was saying, from a user perspective, you talked about the employees getting screwed by Walmart, which is a different thing. But
but didn't they give you like a 10% off or some employee discount or something?
Yeah, there was, just not on food.
Yeah, it sucks. That's what we got at Kmart too, was just 10%. But anyway, the point I wanted to make was, like, normally their financial services are pretty affordable. Like, if you want to go send a money order, sometimes it's 50 cents, and sometimes it's free. That's because they want people to come into their store. They want people to go shopping and, like, oh, well, you need a money order? Well, maybe you'll go and buy some other stuff while you're in the store, and no big deal. And to send Walmart to Walmart wasn't that expensive either if you did, like, cash transfer between Walmarts. So that's why I'm surprised.
And that was also instant.
Yeah, and that's why I'm surprised. Well, I've got stories. but that's why I'm surprised they teamed up with a company that's charging their customers 10 to 30% on buy now, pay later when there are companies doing it for no fee on the internet. That seems really predatory to me. More coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring out anything you want. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about these buy now, pay later programs that apparently are really taking off because even Walmart has signed on with one of these buy now, pay later companies, and arguably they've signed on with what sounds like one of the worst.
It makes sense from a business perspective, though, that Walmart would get rid of the layaway system.
It makes total sense to get rid of layaway.
And do one of these buy now, pay later things where it's totally no longer their problem. Yep. They just sell a product. They get paid for it. They don't have to store it. They don't have to process it. It's just a sale for them.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Totally makes sense for Walmart. But why they went with a company that is hitting their customers for 10 to 30% APR, according to this. Now, obviously, that's nowhere near the apparently 5 to 600 plus percent that some of the payday loan places hit people with.
664% APR on average.
Yeah, so, I mean, no doubt, like, that's lower than that. But by comparison, Bonnie, you were talking about Klarna and Afterpay, these BNPL, buy now, pay later companies, where customers don't have to pay if they pay on time. There's no fee when
you
use those services.
Plus, you have to be pre-qualified qualified, so there's probably a credit check. And that,
yeah.
At all, at
this
that
is
point,
ugly.
Why doesn't the consumer just use a credit card?
Yeah, it's really ugly. So
that's true.
Let's talk about it here. But, of course, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Intercoin, however. Now, if you're looking for something that might change the face of crypto in the future, maybe it'll be Intercoin. Well, hard to really say. It's pretty early at this point, so you're definitely getting into a speculative situation here. But the creator of Intercoin's got an interesting vision, and you can go to intercoin.org to learn more about it. You can finally get the Intercoin investor token at a couple different places, xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. It's a centralized exchange, but they don't have know-your-customer requirements. You can just create an account and start trading with just an email address. Keep your privacy intact over at exmarkets.com. Get the ITR and Intercoin investor token there, and you can also get it on Uniswap. You'll find the Uniswap link on the front page of intercoin.org. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go to Mike. He's listening in Florida in the Ocala area. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just calling. First off, I want to say thank you for your program. I appreciate the educational and entertainment value, and even how you, especially yourself, Ian, deal with people that are not the most congenial on the phone and talking to you. You give ways in how to communicate with somebody that's ugly in their attitude. But anyway, what I was calling about is how to pronounce words and stuff. You were discussing pronouncing layaway down here in the South. I've lived in the South over half my life, but I kind of studied linguistics a little bit. Just, for instance, like the British folks and their accent, they hold their upper lip stiff, completely covering their front teeth, their upper front teeth, and they hold their upper lip stiff, and that's how they talk to get their accent. But in the South, to get the proper accent to come out, you hold your tongue tightly against the back of your bottom teeth. You put your tongue on there, and you can properly get the sounds to come out. And you say the word lay-a-lay. So that's how it comes about.
I think it depends on what part of the South you're from, because, you know, the way somebody talks, for instance, I'm from Florida as well, but I'm from the west coast of Florida, and so I'm not from real Florida, so you're going to get a different accent in Ocala, I think, than you're going to get from, like, where I grew up in Sarasota, which doesn't have a heavy southern accent in most places at all, but, you know, it just depends.
I definitely agree with that. And just like somebody from Mississippi or Arkansas, or somebody way down in Louisiana, the Cajun accent would be different. But the general idea is putting the tongue tightly up against the back. And you hold it there, and it's easier to get the sound to come out.
That's interesting. I never have noticed that being the case. You're looking skeptical here, Aria, as someone who grew up in Mississippi.
And it makes it sound like a baby talk is where it's coming out. And just like I said about the British accent, you put your
upper
mouth, your upper lip covering your upper teeth completely, but you hold it tightly.
I mean, it's probably these are probably true on certain sounds, is what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
But the accent it's a lot more complex than, just
put your tongue
push your tongue against your bottom teeth and you'll sound like a southerner.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to add a southern drawl to, speaking, but I can't tell you where this particular drawl is from.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean? There's definitely some inflection and intonation.
But I wasn't pressing my tongue against the front of my teeth at any point.
No. That's what I said. Inflection and intonation be the things involved in how the sound comes out. But, just something for fun.
All right, Mike.
But I do appreciate your programming and the topics and things.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, how do they pronounce layaway in Albuquerque?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still the mixture of the Spanish accent, local. I don't know how they do it.
That is a voice I haven't heard in a long time.
I think it's been 2.5 years, roughly.
Yeah, since we went to Fourfest that one year.
Yeah.
Okay, who's this?
This is Arias.
Who's my friend?
Aria.
Okay, it's Ian and then Bing. Mario. Okay.
Yeah. Let's
okay,
go
you
with
remember
that.
Me, right?
Yes, and we remember you very well, Sarah. You are one of the more memorable callers over the years. I will give you that.
Well, I talk about very important things like a brand new homeless shelter that was built here in Albuquerque. It's called the Gateway Center.
Okay.
And it used to be a former hospital. So it's going to be a 24-hour emergency center. I'm so excited because it's going to have actually washing machines, you know, that it's going to have hookups. Right now, the homeless shelter is a jail turned into a homeless shelter. So it's got no kitchen. It has no laundry facilities. And you could get kicked out from washing out your socks in a sink. And they complain about coronavirus that the homeless people carry. It's a big issue. So they get them hotel vouchers. So I'm really excited about this new homeless shelter. So it's something that
have you spent time in a homeless shelter?
Of course. I told you I've been homeless on and off for 10 years and. I could not call the shelter because I was staying at that West Side shelter because I had problems at my apartment. I really didn't want to move out, and I was trying to get some sleep, so that's why I was out of commission for
about
2 years.
Let's go back for just a moment, okay? I just want to take me back to the problems at the apartment. Now, you, I believe if I recall correctly, you were living in a welfare apartment, right? Like you were living in government-provided welfare apartments, correct?
It's a mixed income. It's market income, and they need to take
no,
vouchers.
It's not market
Section
income.
Vouchers. But if you have a certificate, they will take you, and I only pay, like, I was paying $203, one-third of my income. And
now, hold on a second, because maybe my memory's a little faulty here, but because it's been a couple years since you called the show, but you didn't really have, like, income in that you had a job. Because if I recall correctly, you told us you had not worked since you were like 17 years old, and now you are retirement age, right?
Well, I have turned 52, but
okay.
I clocked up when I was 18. I was in a mental hospital,
yep.
And ever since then, I've been homeless for about 10 years.
So when you say there's a great big gap there between 18
she
and 52,
means on and off, right?
Okay,
on and off,
right?
Homeless.
Right, on and off.
Yeah. So when you say you paid $200 of your income, you mean welfare, right? You're getting money from either the city of Albuquerque, welfare department, or some other state or federal welfare, right?
Well, it's called SSI, Supplemental Income.
Social
it's a federal,
isn't
federal
that Social
money.
Security, SSI?
Well, it's a disability. It's
disability.
Social Security is Social Security.
Right,
it's
right.
A supplemental security income. That's
so you're getting,
I'm just enjoying hearing Sarah completely try to dance away from the word welfare.
Yeah. So just to clarify, you're in a welfare house, or you're in a house that takes welfare, and they give...
Used to be. Yeah, I
well,
moved out.
Now where are you now?
I'm paying rent here with a roommate. I'm living in a trailer house with a roommate, so I'm happier here this way.
Wow, so you're actually not with, like, an actual government-run facility at the moment?
Well, it's hard to wait. You know what? It's actually a market rate. They will pay. That apartment was going for $780 if
yep.
you have money. But I have a voucher because I'm low income.
Right.
So
and who gives you the voucher? Who gives you the voucher? The city?
Well, you have to apply with a Section 8 through Albuquerque or there's a Bernalillo County voucher. But,
do you want to hold on to Sarah?
Kinda.
I do too.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.